The cyclo was looming up under the reflected glow of a dim green light burning somewhere in the dome. There was no fire in the cage. 20 feet. 15 feet. 10 feet. Suddenly, the sentry turned, alert. 10 feet! Way out of striking distance. But just as Johnny was about to launch the kill club, he saw that the sentry was listening back of himself. There was a tiny whisper of crackling sound. Johnny knew what it was. A radio intercom plugged into the sentry's ear. Some other sentry had spoken to him over it. The cyclo hefted the 6 cumbersome feet of his blast rifle. He muttered something inside his own helmet dome, answering. The other sentry must be down by the dump. Had a Scott been seen? Was the operation blown? The cage sentry went lumbering off to the other side of the compound, in the direction of the dump. Whatever was going on down there, Johnny had his own mission. He moved quickly up to the wooden barrier.
Chrissy!
He whispered as loudly as he dared into the darkness of the cage. Silence.
Chrissy!
He hissed more urgently.
Johnny?
A whisper came back, but it was Patty's voice.
Yes? Where is Chrissy?
She's here. Johnny!
There were tears in back of Patty's whisper.
Johnny, we don't have any water. The pipes froze.
She sounded very weak herself, possibly ill. There was an odor in the air, and in the green dimness, Johnny spotted a pile of dead rats outside the door. Dead rats that had not been taken in and were rotting.
Do you have any food?
Very little, and we have had no firewood for a week.
Johnny felt a fury rising in himself. But he must be fast. They had no time.
And Chrissy?
Her head is hot. She just lies here. She doesn't answer me. Johnny, please help us.
Hold on,
said Johnny hoarsely.
In a day or two, you'll get help, I promise. Tell Chrissy. Make her understand.
He could do little right now.
Is there ice in the pool?
A little. Very dirty.
Use the heat of your body to melt it. Patty, you must hold on for a day or two.
I'll try.
Tell Chrissy I was here. Tell her.
What did girls want to hear? What could he say?
Tell her that I love her.
It was true enough. There was a sharp sound down by the dump. Johnny knew he couldn't stay. Something, somebody was in trouble down there. Gripping Blodgett's mane to drag the horse along, Johnny ran silently to the other side of the compound. He stared down the hill toward the dump. He knew exactly where it was, but there were no lights. Yes, there was a light. A sentry flashlight flicked across the dump. 2 sentries were down there. The silhouettes against the dump showed they were 100 feet this side of it. Johnny covered himself with the horse and went down the hill. A light flicked at him, dazzling. It passed on.
Just one of those damned horses,
said a voice ahead of him.
I tell you, there's something to the right of that dump.
Turn on your scanner.
A thudding sound came from the dump like a box being overturned.
There is something over there,
said the sentry. They started to advance, flashlight playing before them. It silhouetted them to Johnny. He crept the horse forward. Johnny saw what had happened. A messily stacked tier of boxes had overturned when someone touched one. With better night sight than the light-blinded sentries, he saw a Scott move and then begin to run away.
Huh?
No. A sentry saw it. The sentry was raising the blast rifle to fire. What a bad night! The cyclos would know the animals were raiding them. A wounded or dead Scott in a heat camouflage cape would give it all away. The cyclos would retaliate. They'd wipe out the base.